We are getting super excited about We Will Rock You, the international hit musical that features and celebrates the iconic music of Queen. It is scheduled to play Toronto's CAA Ed Mirvish Theatre November 28th to January 4th, a fantastic Christmas gift, and features an all-Canadian cast of top musical theatre talent from Ontario and Quebec, including Callum Lurie, who stars as Galileo.
Yeah.
He could do it much better than me. And he joins us now to talk about the brand new revival production. Hey, Callum.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me.
So, Callum, for those that might not have seen We Will Rock You during its first stint, its first run here in Toronto, some might think it's just a bunch of Queen songs put together. Give us a quick look, a quick glimpse as to what the show is really all about.
Yeah, totally. So the show is set in a dystopian, like a futuristic dystopian world where all of the music is lost. And we follow a group of rebels. They're called the Bohemians as they take their journey to take down the big bad corporation, Globalsoft, and in the process, bring back rock and roll. You could say the Bohemians are seeking their rhapsody.
Well done.
So for people who saw We Will Rock You the first time around, it's worth seeing this because it's different.
Absolutely. No, it is absolutely different. Not just in terms of the cast and the heart that I think that these, you know, as you say, all Canadian people are putting into the show, but it's quite literally different. Our director, Steve Bolton, has had the opportunity as part of their agreement to take a few liberties with the script itself. And so we've moved a few songs from one spot in the script to another part in the script. A really good example would be Under Pressure, which in the original show is towards the beginning, and in ours is actually sort of into Act Two. And a good way to look at it is the pressure is starting to build and we sing Under Pressure. There's a lot of changes we've made that really work, and I think it will surprise some people how it's still a script that doesn't take itself too seriously, but we infuse a lot more heart, I think, into the show. It's really exciting.
We're speaking with Callum Lurie, who stars as Galileo in Mirvish's upcoming run of We Will Rock You. And Callum, you mentioned it there a little bit. We Will Rock You, set in a time where individuality is no more. All music is computer generated. Ugh. Rock music, all but history. Same with musical instruments. Do you see any parallels with We Will Rock You and the society that we live in today?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. The David versus Goliath story is a tale as old as time. Mm-hmm. But I also think it's hard to deny that we live in a society these days that can be a little bit divided. I think that this whole show is about celebrating uniqueness and coming together. It's all about community and finding joy in togetherness, finding joy in music, and not. The Globalsoft Corporation, they're robots, they're identical, they're all unified. And I think that the Bohemians are different and unique, and they love that about one another. And I think the show is begging us to do that in society, to embrace each other for our differences and love one another.
Oh yeah, I bet people will leave the audience feeling inspired, loving the messaging. Callum, tell us about your character, Galileo.
That's great. Galileo is the dreamer. Yeah, I'd sing it for you, but it's 9 a.m. and Freddie would have my head. Galileo is the dreamer. He's the one character in this world who, for some reason or another, is still hearing the music. He hears the music in his head, and so he initially is a student of the Globalsoft Corporation, and with the help of my female counterpart Paige Foskett, who plays Scaramouche, if you will, we escape the Globalsoft Corporation and we meet up with the rebels, the Bohemians, and they're very excited because they've found this prophet, this dreamer, the guy who hears the music. But he's not someone who asked for this responsibility or really wants it, for that matter. So there's a lot of a journey there of greatness thrust upon him.
Callum, as we wrap up here, is there a favorite Queen song for the cast, for yourself? Or perhaps there's a song that's just, on the flip side, just really, really hard to nail because Freddie Mercury is just like, you know, one of one?
Yeah, great question. Wow, I think over the course of our rehearsals, Under Pressure, I brought it up already in this interview, but that's become a favorite of mine, especially because it's written as a duet to be sung between Galileo and Scaramouche. And like I mentioned, Paige is incredibly talented, so the two of us are loving doing that together. For me, singing I Want to Break Free is everything, because I talk about joy, I've mentioned it, but there's so much joy in that song and excitement in that song. And I think it's where I feel the most like Freddie. I really feel like I'm emulating this love of life and happiness. And they're all one of one. I mean, they're all hard to nail, and I'll be doing my best, that's for sure.
We can't wait to see you. We Will Rock You, November 28th to January 4th at Toronto CAA Ed Mirvish Theatre. More information at mirvish.com. Callum Lurie, thank you. It was really nice to chat.
Thank you both so much for having me.